My guest at this time is North Carolina Republican Congressman Walter Jones. He is the representative for the district along much, in fact, the vast majority of the North Carolina coast, which is where Hurricane Irene first made landfall on Saturday. And it was a huge storm that was very slow moving, and that created a number of issues that we're going to talk about here in a moment. First of all, Congressman, it's good to have you back. I guess the good news was that the winds weren't quite as bad as some had thought they would be. But as I mentioned, the bad news was that it was a massive system that seemed to absolutely crawl through North Carolina and then on to Virginia and the other states further north. What did that huge system moving that slowly do to your district?
Well, Greg, it did a lot of damage inland and damage on the coast, but not as much as in the inside of the district. And prior to this interview, the last 4 hours have been in a Coast Guard helicopter with an Admiral Lee, who very kindly was on the flight with us, so I could see some of the damage that had been done on the, particularly in the area of Dare County. The Highway 12 has been broken. It's split into two inlets now. And that is the only road they have from Redanthea, Avon, Hatteras, up to the northern part of Dare County. Probably the biggest damage was actually west of the coast, even though damage was done on the coast. But a lot of the inland counties have been flooded. My little town where I live, 5,000 people, where I talked to you on Saturday, is still without power. So the assessment is going to be coming. Power systems are down. You're going to have to analyze the cost to get those power systems back up for the people. In fact, as of this morning, roughly 440,000 people in eastern North Carolina were without power. And, of course, they're working as hard as they can to get them back online. But, you know, all these things, Greg, end up to trying to fix the problem. And an initial estimate that I heard this morning is that in eastern North Carolina is about a $1.6 billion cost from the damage, and that that's not figuring in possible flooding and the cost of these power systems that got to get back up to speed for the people.
How much rain and how much storm surge did you end up getting in some of these areas that are most affected by the storm?
Well, I can only speak to our situation in my hometown. We'd had up to 8 to 10 inches of water, which is unusual to get that much in a 8-hour, 9-hour time frame. And it's much higher in other parts of the district. I just don't have those numbers before me. But the one thing that you were right in your assessment of Irene, she was wide and she was slow. And that slowness created a lot of the problems. We've had reports in my area of where I live. I know this for a fact, that large trees, oaks and pines, and those trees that have been in the ground for over 20, 25 years were uplifted and fell on power lines and across eastern North Carolina. So it again, is enough damage. I mean, we don't want any more, I can tell you.
Congressman, you mentioned a number of challenges there. How do you go about prioritizing when so many different people, so many different areas have been impacted by this, whether it's a highway that's been washed out, power that's yet to be restored, flooding that is obviously endangering communities? How do you go about prioritizing?
Well, Greg, this is why I am one of the Republican Congress that want to get our troops out of Afghanistan, the primary reason that we're wearing out our military and we're seeing more and more young kids killed and losing legs and arms, spending $10 billion a month to prop up Karzai, who's a corrupt leader. And we've won. Bin Laden's dead. Al-Qaeda is out of Afghanistan. It's time to bring them home. That $10 billion a month adds up to $120 billion a year, and we can't even fix the roads, the schools in America. It's time that we have leadership in Washington that starts saying, let's stop worrying about the world. Let's start fixing our own problems, from jobs to streets to disaster areas like that's happened in eastern North Carolina.
In terms of the communities, obviously no community wants to go through something like this, but it does have a way of bonding folks together as they help each other dig up, pick up the rubble, and keep going until things are back to normal. What have you noticed in terms of that sense of community?
Greg, it's always, I'm sure it's in every state, every district, but I can say about eastern North Carolina, the people here are strong. They're strong people of faith, the majority of them. and they respond to help their neighbors when their neighbors are hurting. And it's just what makes America great, or the people in their heart for their fellow man.
And what have you heard, if anything, from the federal level about what help is on its way?
Well, let me give credit to the feds, to the state, and to the locals. The day before that storm came, Irene came to eastern North Carolina, they were already giving announcements. So they did their job as well as it could be done, and they're still here on the ground, Red Cross included, to provide help. Because still, we've got a lot of our communities right now that are in bad shape. These just don't happen to be on the coast. They happen to be inland. But they are many of the counties in eastern North Carolina are not in good shape at all.
Well, as is the case with any natural disaster, there's the immediate aftermath and then the long-term rebuilding and recovery, and we'll be sure to check in with you along that whole process. Congressman, good to be with you as always.
Greg, thank you so much for the interest. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. Republican North Carolina Congressman Walter Jones represents his state's 3rd Congressional District, which encompasses the vast majority of North Carolina's Atlantic coast. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.